China is becoming a cashless society, and so far, almost no one has been left behind.
I've even seen panhandlers offering their QR code and said, okay, you don't have change, but you can give me some money on WeChat.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Cash is on its way out. With electronic payments and mobile pay options and credit and debit cards in the mix, over a third of Americans don't even carry cash anymore, according to a recent survey by the bank ING. Especially in China, where almost everyone pays using either the do-it-all chat app WeChat or competitor Alipay. Marketplace correspondent Jennifer Pak recently spent a full month living without cash in Shanghai, and she told me all about it.
From the moment I woke up, I ordered a taxi with WeChat, paid with WeChat. I had lunch. There are restaurants, by the way, where you have very few service staff. You basically sit down, you scan this little code called the QR code. They find your table number, you scroll through the menu, you click your items, you pay through that, and then your food arrives. So I think from start to finish for a meal, I saw the service person maybe twice.
Is this something that people do at all income levels? Does it matter who you are in terms of who uses WeChat to pay for things or Alipay?
I think not, because for WeChat alone, they have 800 million users. That's two and a half times the population of the U.S. And they come from all over, rural areas, in the cities. They have to use WeChat because a lot of the families now, they're pretty much split up. You have the opportunities in the cities and then people, their parents residing in the countryside. If the child wants to send some money back to their parents, they can easily just transfer it on WeChat through the chat app. By and large, you see everyone from old to young people using it. I've even seen panhandlers offering their QR code and said, okay, you don't have change, but you can give me some money on WeChat.
What is the infrastructure that it took to get China to the point where everyone could have a QR code and pay without cash?
Firstly, you have to understand that normal banking in China is extremely painful. It's excruciating.
Okay.
So something very simple could sometimes at state-backed banks take hours. And secondly, there were no regulations. So it made it very easy for these companies to enter.
Let's talk about privacy for a second. You've told us before that privacy isn't as important to Chinese consumers. Here in the US, people like to talk a big game about their data, but do you think that if we could move past worrying about our pesky privacy, that we could have a cashless society too?
Possibly. I think so. The other part is that Alipay and WeChat are very aggressive at the point of sale site. They will help all of these small vendors set up, have the machinery to scan your QR code. And so they were doing a lot of work, both on the consumer end and also with the businesses to make things as convenient as possible. I paid the down payment for my apartment recently just quite seamlessly. You know, you moved a few thousand dollars without any problems on mobile apps.
Does it help, too, that there are really only the two options?
The two of them are the giants. They dominate more than 80% of the market. For most Chinese people, they trust big brands because you have so many scandals, problems when it comes to food and safety issues, that they do trust big corporations where they think, I believe the government will not let this company fail.
That's Marketplace's China correspondent, Jennifer Pak. Now, one interesting part of the cashless conversation is that as we move toward using tech to pay for stuff, the government has to think about whether to remove cash from circulation. There is, for example, no more 500 euro note in the EU, and Australia has pondered whether to get rid of its $100 bills. Personally, I still feel better with at least some cash in my wallet. Although, don't be trying to track me down, pickpockets. It's not like it's $100 bills. It is, however, Feedback Friday, so tell us what you think, cash or no cash? And if cash, what do you use it for? Email us at mptech@marketplace.org. Marketplace Tech is produced by Stephanie Hughes. It was engineered this week by Dan Powell. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. And hey, thank you for listening. We take this work seriously at Marketplace, but we like to have some fun too, making the news relatable and relevant in a way that's easy to understand without talking down to you. And most importantly, it's journalism you know you can trust to be accurate and unbiased. As a nonprofit news organization, we are on a mission that drives what we do every single day to increase economic intelligence across the country. And now we're counting on your help so we can not only keep doing what we're doing, but do even more of it and get this kind of news and information in front of more people. So for as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor. Donate today at marketplace.org. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.